The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
E-scooters and e-bikes. So there's this study, it's in Sweden, it's from Chalmers University of Technology in Sweden, that suggests electric bikes, that the users of electric bikes, rather, are 8 times more likely to crash than the users of electric scooters. Now, the study was of people who rented these e-bikes and e-scooters, so I guess a lot of them maybe not necessarily used to the electric element or the power therein, but certainly it seems that the bikes are more dangerous than these scooters. Consultant in emergency medicine at St. Vincent's Hospital, Dr. John Legg, is with me. John, do you see this manifest in the hospital, people coming in with injuries?
Hi. Well, look, we see lots of injuries from all kind of modes of transport, like, you know, e-scooters, which feature prominently in recent years. The study itself, though, like, I mean, I wouldn't be taking too much out of it, being honest.
Why not?
Well, it's an interesting study. It's based on rental models, so they're geofence, and the comparison made in the same cities, so bikes versus e-scooters. However, it's based on self-reported injuries. So if somebody came off their e-scooter and then told the rent company that they injured themselves, they include that in the data. There's 686 e-scooter injuries versus 35 e-cyclist injuries. So it's very hard to draw conclusions from that. Also, they're making assumptions that both user groups are the same, that they both had the same rate of underreporting. And that they're making the same journey as well. So with the numbers being so small as well, I just wouldn't really rush to start outlawing e-bikes based on it.
Okay, so we maybe then can set aside some aspects of this survey, and then let me ask you about your own experience of dealing with these injuries. When they do occur, is it possible to say whether it is the weight of the devices, or the, you know, the bikes or the scooters, it's the speed of them, it's people's lack of experience in them that's causing the injury, or it's just kind of a mashup of all three? And we should kind of bear in mind, you know, if you get on a regular bike or a regular scooter, a certain amount of people are going to fall off and get injured anyway. So there's going to be some, regardless of the method of propulsion.
No, of course. And like, speed is the biggest factor in all injuries. And, you know, the most vulnerable road users out there are pedestrians and cyclists, and their vulnerability is due to speeding cars. So, you know, if you want to reduce any all road deaths and injuries on roads, you make cars drive slower. And that's why the kind of mandatory 30 kph speed limit is very, very important, which is, looks like it's about to be shelved, but, you know, that's another conversation. Speed is the biggest factor. So personally owned e-scooters can be modified to go faster as clean bikes. And then also experience is a big factor as well. So people who rent these devices are more likely to get injured. Now, we don't have rented e-scooters in this country, but we do have rented e-bikes. We don't really, I haven't seen a huge number of injuries, being honest, in our own kind of experience. But we do see plenty of e-scooter injuries, though.
Joe O'Shea is with us as well, columnist for the Irish Mirror. Joe, I know when you go to other countries and other European cities, I mean, how do we compare in terms of the proliferation of these e-bikes and e-scooters, and how we regulate or how we manage them, do you think?
We don't have e-scooter rentals here. We do have e-bikes are starting to come in with the bike schemes that you have in Dublin and Cork. I can give you some figures, because in the first 6 months of 2024, there were 174 collisions involving e-scooters and e-bikes. That was 50% up, just under 50% up on the previous year, the same period. But what we're starting to see now is, because they're becoming way and way more popular, that the number of incidences are rising quickly. And one factor in this, there was a child lockdown in Dublin in August. And the child, it was reported that the child had been knocked down by an e-bike. But I dug into it, and a couple of other journalists did as well. It was actually what they call an e-moto, which is basically an electric motorbike, which is completely different.
Sorry, Joe, I'm so glad you brought this up, and not in the context of that awful story, but I see it all the time. I think people think of e-bikes as a regular bicycle with just a bit of battery help. And every evening as I'm on my way out to the N7, I'm sitting at traffic lights, and there's usually delivery drivers whizzing past me, and they no more have to pedal than the man on the moon.
Yeah, but these are e-motos. This is a new thing coming in altogether. And that's the problem. The technology is jumping forward so quickly and the power is jumping forward so quickly. These are basically dirt bikes with an electric engine is the best way to describe them. They can weigh up to 130 kilograms. They can do 110 kilometers an hour, some of them. So that's basically a motorbike. When we think of e-bikes and e-scooters, we think of people like pottering around, you know, and that's not the case at all. There are really heavy, really powerful, what are called powered personal transportation. Yeah. So the law is kind of always trying to catch up with the latest increases in technology.
It is, and I'm sure it's difficult to police to a degree, but at the same time, it did feel when there was all that talk about regulation for e-scooters that on some level we were trying to reinvent the wheel here, pardon the pun. You know what I mean? That other countries had regulations in force and we were still debating and discussing it ad nauseum. Yeah.
Well, isn't that the way it always happens in Ireland, that we think this is a problem that has never happened anywhere ever else in the world, that we can't just send somebody on a plane to Amsterdam and ask them what they did? You know, we have to try and work through it ourselves in the dark. But the Road Traffic Act of 2023 is very interesting because vehicles, these PPTs, as they're called, under 250 watts, a max speed of 25 kilometers, which is basically a kind of bog standard e-bike, a bike with an electric motor and a battery attached to it. They're classed as the same as bicycles, basically, and e-scooters are classed the same. You don't need insurance for those. But the Law Society of Ireland brought out very interesting figures recently where they found out that people who are riding on e-bikes are getting involved in accidents where the victims of the accidents are being injured probably sometimes worse than they would be by a lighter vehicle, and they're starting to sue the people who are on the e-bikes who don't have insurance. So it's creating this problem where people don't have insurance, they're going out, they're getting involved in accidents, and they're getting sued for it.
Joe O'Shea, columnist with The Mirror, and Dr. John Legg, consultant in emergency medicine in St. Vincent's Hospital. Gentlemen, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.